AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump's been touting his record on crime in an appearance in New York this afternoon. Jennifer King has the story.
Hello, Long Island. I love you.
President Trump promoted his record on crime during a trip to a police academy in suburban Long Island.
We're showing what is possible when you finally have a president in the White House who supports our police.
New crime statistics released by the FBI Friday showed the homicide rate in the U.S. dropped more than 18% last year, and overall violent crime was down by 9.3%.
We achieved the single largest reduction in violent crime in American history.
Trump flipped Nassau County in 2024. He used the New York visit to pump up local Republican candidates.
And he's a winner, Bruce Blakeman.
And drag Democrats as he looks to boost battleground races heading into the November midterm elections.
They want to make us a communist country. They've skipped socialism.
I'm Jennifer King.
The aircraft carrier USS Abraham Lincoln's in the midst of a record deployment, currently supporting U.S. operations against Iran. It's been at sea for more than 260 days.
Not nearly long enough.
President Trump's downplaying concerns about the crew's mental health as well as supply issues.
That ship is moving right now, or very shortly, and it's being replaced with another very similar ship.
The USS George Washington's on its way from the Pacific to relieve Lincoln. Elsewhere in the Pacific, Tropical Storm Lala's on a path toward Hawaii. John Cangelosi at the National Hurricane Center.
We are forecasting it to become a Category 1 hurricane as it nears the Big Island of Hawaii. It should be there during the day on Saturday, their local time.
Forecasters say up to 25 inches of rain could fall. At a magnitude 7.7 earthquake struck off the coast of Indonesia, the U.S. Geological Survey says it hit the Flores region. A tsunami warning's been issued and residents are being urged to stay away from beaches and riverbanks. This is AP News. It's been 5 years since the Taliban regained power in Afghanistan.
In the wake of the anniversary, some Kabul residents feel safer, but they're urging leaders to focus more on security, jobs and education. Mohammed Kazim, a 30-year-old resident of Kabul province, tells the AP, "Thank God, the past 5 years have passed in safety. Furthermore, our wish and hope is for the government to create more job opportunities for the youth." The Taliban initially promised to protect women's rights, but soon banned girls from education. The UN warns that restrictions on women hinder Afghans' recovery. The UN Women's Agency calls it the world's most severe women's rights crisis. Meanwhile, officials say the mayor of Afghanistan's northeastern Badakhshan province has been killed in an explosion. This marks the second deadly attack on a high-ranking Taliban official in the region in 2 weeks. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.